Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a pill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it tastes all right.
Ooh-wee.
Well, doggone it, I hope I can be heard. Hold on, let me make sure. Hey, 210, can you hear me?
I got you, Doc.
All right, but no. All right, y'all. Shit. So much shit be going on when you doing things right. I just have a life, man, I'm telling you. My life is not because I'm crazy. Yeah, you know, everybody got that life. What I'm talking about is, I'm telling you, you got to follow me here. It's a lifestyle. See, because the way I live, the way people like me live, it's a style. Everything about it. You may or may not know what makes things a style as far as a lifestyle. I'll give you a few of the things. One thing that makes your lifestyle is that it's something you do all the time, every day. There's no sometimes. What I'm saying is, if you really understand what establishes a lifestyle, the first thing you'll understand is it's like a composite. It's your life. Your life should have, you should want to do this in the mornings, but then these mornings should add up to this. So what I'm saying is, whatever you're thinking should be a motivation for you. And whatever you need in your life to make sure that your motivations are secured, all is what you think about at once. And it's influenced, all of this is influenced by, you know, our culture, of course, you know, family, all that shit. But more than anything, reference groups in your social class. Now, if you don't understand that, maybe you don't have a lifestyle. Because my point, and what I want you all to understand, that dealing with me, the way we kick it on Sundays, is just for a lot of you entertainment. Some of you really get a lot of shit from it. But the ones that go to SWU and the ones that ritually listen to whatever I'm doing as far as I go, they're getting shit clarified at SWU. They're hearing so much more than you guys that don't go to SWU, even as I talk. And it's becoming a lifestyle for them, because what they're doing is picking up information, and they're like magnets. And this information is little metal parts. And I'm telling you, I'm putting it out there, and their magnets are picking it up. A lot of you motherfuckers, it's just out there. Oh, God, this guy is so sharp. Oh, I'm going to try that. Oh, yeah, okay. Right. That's what I'm doing. Okay. My point is that you want to understand what you're doing. You're taking a lifestyle that pimps have, but you're not trying to be a pimp. You're not trying to do anything other than have this lifestyle. And what makes this a luxurious lifestyle is it's compiled on your thoughts and your moves that you make. Your lifestyle is not based on me. You know, a lot of people's lifestyle is based on needing to see people in a certain way. No, man, I give every motherfucker the same rating. And that's just doing their thing. Because I don't give a fuck if you're smart or not. I really don't care. What good is it going to do me to waste my time caring about if you're smart or not? I care about if I'm smart. I care about if I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, because my lifestyle demands that I do not shortcut anything. I mean, we got to talk about a lot of shit. Most of it tonight will sound like I'm complaining. Well, I ain't really complaining because, like I said, man, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, that's on your motherfucking ass. But what if you do everything you're supposed to do? What if you, like me, hey, I do my shows, you know, I do my school, you know, I grade in papers, I do whatever I need to do to make my day what it's supposed to be. I invest in myself. I don't fucking come up with some kind of idea and run it by y'all and tell you the world to send me 800 or whatever. No, if I got something, a tool or whatever, I'm going to sell that. If I have an idea, I'm financing it. I believe in me. I invest in me. And it don't mean shit if I lose. Because I'm winning just being in the game like I am. Disappointment. Motherfucker don't know shit about getting disappointment until you spend 10 racks on some shit. I think I might have made $200 or maybe $300. Now, that's a failure. But it ain't. Because I could give a fuck. I wanted to do what I was doing, so it cost me that because I wanted to do first rate quality. But at the same time, that shit's done. And I ain't due. So what I'm saying is this. I'm on to the next thing I'm doing. Shit, what the fuck I'm going to be mad at y'all for? You motherfuckers. You didn't support my goddamn video shit. You guys probably, some of them motherfuckers was tell me, oh yeah, man, you know that? That's YouTube, woo-woo, Vimeo, woo-woo. Shit, man, that's what I don't do with people say. Fuck you motherfuckers, I'm doing what I do. Fuck with it, fuck with it. If you don't, don't. Because believe me, I should be mad at the motherfucker. But I ain't mad. I'm disappointed. I'm truly disappointed. Because let me tell you something, fella. I'm not a motherfucker to just quit. So, I don't know. Some of you guys been listening to me this long. But some of you guys will remember maybe 8 years ago, I had a Sunday and a Thursday show. And the Thursday show was for the players. Man, I had to quit that shit. Because player motherfuckers don't support me. I thought they may have changed in all these years and since it was me and Tay. You know, we was going to get an action that, you know, maybe, you know, generate a big following there and we didn't get shit. But it didn't stop me because I was still doing my Sunday show and going to be doing my Sunday show and got a whole school I have to deal with all week. No, I ain't bragging. I'm letting you know. It's a lifestyle. And if you don't fucking live it, you ain't finna get no benefits from it. You got to take the good with the bad, and you got to be just as strong either way. How many of you motherfuckers could lose 10 racks? I'm not bragging about that, you motherfuckers. No, I ain't bragging about losing 10 racks. I'm bragging about, I don't give a fuck, I'll lose 10 more. This is about believing in me. I don't care. You shouldn't either. I'm taking that chance. What's going to happen if you don't? Nothing. But what's going to happen if you do? You don't fucking know. I'm a seed. I want you guys to understand that you need to want to see. I'm not mad at people in the game because of, you know, whatever. They ain't support me, blah, blah, blah. No, I ain't mad about that. Of course, like I said, it's disappointing to see. But when you serious about this life that we live, when you serious about your lifestyle, you should have irons in the fire. People like us have irons in the fire. Some of them on the slow burn, because it might take a year or two to do. Some of them is red hot because you've been to do them right now. But the fact is, whatever you're doing, if it don't work, you got some more irons in the fire. And you ain't fully dependent on no one thing except for you. That's the one thing you're dependent on. You're dependent on your mind completely being functional at all times. Because if it's not, you're not going to goddamn get what you're supposed to get out of whatever it is you're dreaming for. I'm dreaming. I wanted to be a teacher. The motherfuckers wouldn't let me get my goddamn credential. Whatever. So I thought at first, they didn't fuck me. You know, I went to all the school, all the goddamn money. The motherfuckers ain't going to let me do this shit. Now, while I was going to school, I had my goddamn confidence course going. And what I'm saying, shit comes to you if you be proper. So what am I doing now with my SWU? I'm teaching. So what, it ain't at a California university or whatever the fuck I was trying to do. I'm getting the thrill that I wanted to get from passing information to motherfuckers. And I'm getting to do it like I want to do it, which is why I wanted to go into university level of teaching. You have to have a master's for that. What do I care? I don't care. I got the master's. I didn't get the job. Or did I? Because if you live the lifestyle that I live, you ain't letting nothing stop you. That's part of the lifestyle. Overcoming every fucking obstacle that come in your way every day. All night, even in your sleep. You dead sleep and the phone ring. One of them bitches got a big old problem. You think you got time to think? Shit. You got time to say, wait a minute, you know, and sit up. And if you ain't thought by that time, you too slow. Get your shit together so you can fuck with me. Because what I'm saying is all that bullshit that you've been getting up. I ain't gonna even expose. I've been getting emails from motherfuckers that be that got little clips and different shit. Not emails. Instant messages. Got a little Cliff Bud. Did you know this? Got this motherfucker. Got my shit. On a big white board. Motherfucker in a tuxedo. Got my shit. Spitting my shit. Man, motherfuckers bought my shit. All of them. That's why everything they say, partly you heard it, they heard it from me. But you know what they can't do? They can't detail none of that goddamn shit because they didn't live it. They read about it. They listened to it. I lived it. You can't ask me nothing that I don't know the motherfucking answer to about this shit. 843, what's up, man?
What's going on, bud?
Nothing too much. What's happening with you?
Hey, I got a question for you. You got your degree in communications, right?
I got 2 degrees. One in sociology with an education concentration. That's my bachelor's. And teaching with teaching with technology is my master's.
Man, the reason why I'm asking you that is because a person like yourself, man, you know, that's really gamed up, seeing that you needed to or had to or wanted to, whatever the case may be, to go back to school and hone, you know, sharpen your sword, that made you a complete motherfucker at the moment. So to me, that tells me I need to go to school, not because I already got my degrees and whatnot, but the reason why I'm asking you, what's the difference between SWU and a confidence course, man? Because I want to jump on board in your shit.
That's a good question. I'm glad you asked that, man. Let me explain some shit, man. I don't know if you know what rote learning is. Do you?
It's by hearing some shit, right?
Rote learning. No. Rote learning is you using every sense you have except common sense. You're reading this, which is true shit that you're reading. You're getting all the points out of it. You're memorizing it. Let's say we're reading about being a motorcycle racer. You're getting all the points out of it. Then now you're tired of reading about it. Fuck, let me watch some video. You start watching the shit. Then they say, can you, you see this thing that says, can you drive a motorcycle? A racing motorcycle. Then you get your ass on. What's gonna happen?
Yeah, I'm gonna bust my ass.
Why?
Because I never did it before.
That's the difference between SWU and regular school. All this shit that I'm talking, all this stuff that I'm saying that you should be able to do, your ass is gonna have assignments that's gonna have your ass in the street doing them. That's the
difference.
That
shit sound dope. That shit sound dope, man. So how am I able to get in?
Listen to me, man. I'm trying to tell you what's going to happen. You're going to find that everything you've been telling yourself is bullshit. Because I'm sure you know you can do whatever you think. Yeah, I'm sure. Watch this. You can't even walk up to that bitch and say hi. You can't walk up to that bitch and say hi, and after she say hi, I bet you can't say this. Because you can't think. Not that you're stupid, it's that you're overwhelmed with what your mind is racing to find because you don't know shit about bitches. SWU take care of that too. And we do that by talking about one bitch. Because one bitch is every bitch. Then I'm not gonna learn one bitch. I'm just saying I don't have to learn about bitches dealing with a whole bunch of bitches until I'm ready to go to SWU. Then I'm ready to learn for real. I didn't read about it. I didn't see motherfuckers that fuck with it. But I ain't never really did it. So you think about the motorcycle driving, man, it's so dangerous. No, motherfucker. This is like a video game for knowing what to say to bitches at the drop of a dime. Down dirty like that. You know, and then you do the video game and you get real fucking good. Then you take the test. You get an A. Now you only just qualify to go do whatever
you want. You got course one and two. You got two different kinds of courses, right?
No, I don't. I got one course with 7 parts. 267. What's up, 267?
Hey, what's up, bud?
What's happening?
I want to add on to what you were telling the caller about SWU. Like, you getting the confidence course, like he said, it's like being a race car driver. But imagine you had like Mario Andretti right there in your ear while you're driving that race car.
That's a good
one. And riding it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
gotcha.
Imagine you have Bill Belichick in your ear telling you how to run a route while you was out there playing some football. Like, it's way deep. Like, you think you're going to be doing some real stuff with the confidence course, and then you're going to get out there and SWU, you're going to bust that ass. But you're going to learn from it.
Caller, you got to understand this. It ain't easy. It's not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. Because you want to know why? Common sense.
What?
Listen, common sense ain't that common no more. People take shit for granted. They don't use common sense to maneuver around different things. They don't really. Let me ask you something, bro. Do you know why the computer was invented?
No, why?
Because they wanted something that they could get to replicate how fast human minds think. We think that goddamn fast. Hold on, I got somebody at my door. Hold on, one second, guys.
Hey, caller, you can hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Caller, hey,
you
got an SWU?
Hey, listen.
Yeah, I was in there.
What I'm really saying is the shit is very, very serious. It goes past what rote learning does, because that's how we learn all our life. First grade, we learn ABC. Second grade, we learn to count, whatever. Third grade, we learn how to add, subtract. Fourth grade, we learn this. Fifth grade, you know, everything. But we only did it while we was in class. When we left class, we didn't do none of that shit no more. For the whole summer, we didn't do it.
Hey, but question, man. Do you take our financial aid?
Yes, just get at me, man. We can't talk about all that right now. But I got payment plans, two or three of them. And look, man, I'm telling you, bro, I'm focusing on this. You can help me join. We start in October 1st. That's another semester. We complete in the semester September 30th. And we start a new one on October 1st. Get with me, all you guys, because I'm telling you, whoever on here, they will punch in and tell you, I don't bullshit. I talk just like I talk now, but I'm trying to help you. And I ain't letting you get away with doing half or whatever the hell we doing. 210, what's up, bro?
Hey, I just want to add on to what the brother was saying about how SWU complements the confidence course. And I wanted to add that the tools that are available complement SWU in the same way that a pit stop would in that motorcycle race. You know, you pull into the pit stop and you get you some new tires, you get some more fuel, and they get you some more water in your water pack and everything else, and then they let you go on and do that. That's how the tools complement the university. That's all.
Okay, cool. But the thing is, what you guys hitting on, but maybe none of y'all really understand, this is a plan. I'm telling you, I wanted to teach, but I didn't really get a credential, so I really wasn't seeing teaching. What I'm saying is, after I realized I was going to be fucked if I didn't come up with something, I realized that I can take my confidence course, make it the subject matter, and I could teach it to motherfuckers like y'all. And what I'm saying is, what's so dope about it, it was right in front of my face all the time. And I never saw it until the time was right. You know, when I'm fucked, I'm thinking blah, blah, blah. But I'm not quitting thinking. Yeah, what's up? Huh?
I was going to say, on that note, that's one thing that that's something I'm discovering, you know what I'm saying, like every day being out here using the world as my classroom, is that a lot of things is right there in front of your face and you don't see it until the time is right. But you gotta take them steps to get you there first.
Exactly.
And once you take them steps, you like, yo, whoa, this right here is real. Like, you say something all the time on the air, which is brothers be out here looking for a 10, right? But they don't know where she coming from. They don't know what she look like. They don't know what to expect. That's why they don't catch. And just being out here doing my thing, man, I see that every single day by putting my work in, man. It's crazy, but...
Hey, it's not crazy. Let's start identifying it right, and we got to use the right words. Cameron, the doggone word is becoming your lifestyle. This is the way you live. You know, you wake up thinking like this. You go to bed thinking like this. When you're at work, you thinking like this. You know, you can't wait to get off work so you can try some other shit you just thought of while you was at work. It's the lifestyle. And that's what I'm trying to get you to understand. And once you get that fucking competitive, can't lose, don't want to lose at no occasion attitude, you don't give a fuck if you lose. You just give a fuck that you maintain that attitude that you don't want to lose. You can take a loss. You see, I'm taking it. I'm crying again. I'm taking that 10 rack loss. Every time I say it, because it ain't funny. But you know what's funny? Is I'll always be talking about not losing. And I'll always be, you know, woo woo, but I ain't gonna lose. I think too smart. Woo woo, but I think ahead. I see this. I see that. You know, nah, even when you do all that, you still can lose. That's why you gotta keep in your head you can lose. Because when you lose and you think you can't lose, you'd be like that fighter that never lost. He just knocked everybody out until his ass got knocked out. And then he couldn't fight after that. No, it ain't going to beat me like that. You can knock me out. I'm going to get up. Get up. What happened? Motherfucker say you got knocked out. Damn! I'm going to the gym. That's what I'm doing. So, if we... Let me put you guys back in. Man, this is what we get busy tonight. If we understand that what we are actually doing, we want it to become a part of the blood that's flowing through our veins. We want it to become very, very, very important. It has to be, you know, essential that what you're doing is helping you. You got to have that in your mind as far as why you're doing this stuff, because it's helping you. It's helping you stay sharp. It's helping you get sharper. It's making you know what motherfuckers is finna say, male or female. It's making you do things you never thought you would even attempt to do, but you always could do it. SWU front you off, fellas. If your ass ain't ready to be fronted off, then don't fuck with me. Because whatever you say out your goddamn mouth, I'm challenging you to it. Because whatever I say, you can challenge me. And motherfuckers open their mouth and say shit. Don't be scared, fellas. I encourage you to do it. And everybody that was on just now, if they was in SWU, they'll tell you you'll better yourself if you do it. Because that's the only way you're going to grow out of it. It's to stop being scared to expose it. Let me tell you something, fellas. You can't hide the shit. No way. Ask anybody been to SWU. I don't care what they say. I don't care how they post it. I read it and I see right through it. I see right through it. Why? Because I got what I'm trying to get you, and that's game. Period. I can see shit. I can see through muddy water, spot dry land, and can't even swim. Gonna make it to the other side. I ain't even worried about it. I just have confidence in me. And yes, you can look at it like I'm an arrogant, braggadocious, whatever motherfucker, or you can look at it for what it is. I'm the only one that wipe my booty. I'm the only one that shower for me. I mean, why would I care about some other motherfucker, man? I ain't saying I don't care about you or whoever. I'm saying I don't care about what some motherfucker think about me. 919, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? What's up, bud?
919 with you.
I'm gonna buy you a motherfucking microphone, man. That shit choppy. And the shit you kicking is real fucking serious, man. We need to hear you fucking in HD, man.
Okay, whatever, man. You ain't got no question? You know how I feel about that shit, right? Because what I'm saying is this, man. That $10,000 I'm talking about, that's why I spent it listening to motherfuckers like you. Talking that goddamn
yeah.
shit. You ain't gonna do a goddamn thing for me, but tell me my shit. Whatever look good. Fuck that. If you want to hear what I'm saying,
hey.
Then you motherfucking must want to fuck with me. Fuck with me one on one.
Man.
Hey.
You
bro, I'm not talking.
You raised the motherfucker
from
the dead, man.
Bro, I ain't talking directly to you, so quit taking this shit personal. I'm saying I hear that goddamn shit you just said so motherfucking much. I hear it all the time. But what good is it going to do to that?
Nothing.
Let me turn your ass
down.
Off right now so you don't interrupt me no motherfucking more, man. I don't want you interrupting me. What the fuck I'm saying is, if what you talking about really meant anything, I would have seen it from my investment because everything was top flight. I paid for it. Cameras, mics, everything. Two cameras, matter of fact, every motherfucking thing was proper. So what I'm saying, free motherfuckers want to get this shit free and complain. I'm saying, if I do that goddamn shit, yo, I know your punk motherfucking ass getting off the goddamn thing, motherfucker, because I was going to get you back on here. I just didn't want you interrupting me while I was talking. With that bullshit. And I told that everybody that's listening, I ain't mad. Bring your ass back on and nigga. You think I got some fucking. What's up, nigga?
Hey, man, I was fucking giving you a compliment, man.
I don't give a fuck what you're giving me. I didn't like what you fucking said. Whatever the fuck you meant to do, shit, ain't that a bitch? Now, what else you got to say?
Well, you mother... Hey, man. Hey, listen, man. You raised the niggas from the dead, man. That's all I'm saying. And I'm one
that's
of the niggas that...
Hey, that's what I be saying. And what I be saying...
I'm a crumb snatcher, man. And
wait a minute, crumb snatcher. Listen. What I'm saying is this. If you look, say some shit like that, oh, man, you be raising motherfuckers from the dead. I'm saying, you supporting me, man, or you just listening? Because what I'm saying is me and Shante do that. We real with this. We do it whether you support us or not.
Yeah.
But do you?
I'll have to say I haven't.
Silence. What I'm saying, fellas.
I said I haven't.
Hey, bro, I heard you say you haven't. But you took about 5 seconds to say it. I have run my show, please. What I'm trying to tell y'all is silence is golden. I have told you this over and over, years and years. It's golden,
yeah.
especially. especially when it's promoted by some you said to shut a motherfucker up. Fucking with me. I'm motherfucking Rosebud. I told you a long time ago, goddammit, I drive a Mack truck. I ain't got no headlights. My brakes is fucked up. I drive fast as fuck, and I drive at night. And there ain't no goddamn moon. There you go,
Hey, what's going on with you, bud?
What's happening?
Oh, yeah, excuse me. I read your post on Facebook, man. How about you going out last night?
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I read your post last night about you going out last night, not getting no action. I wanted to know, is the reason why you didn't get no action is because you was looking for it last night, as you said?
Man, if you read that post, you seen me say, I went out last night. I normally just let shit happen. Driving.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is I went out last night. My dick was driving. Shit. So you know goddamn well I don't do what I'm normally doing. My dick driving. I'm cutting corners and all kind of goddamn shit. Hell yeah, I'm saying I didn't get no motherfucking bitch because I wasn't doing what I'm supposed to do. I let something control me. But hey, let me tell you something. The only thing I had on was some drawers. I ain't had no shoes on. I had no wallet. I ain't had shit. As soon as a bitch sees me, first thing she gonna see is my chest. So if she get in the car, she knows something going on. But really, to be serious, man, whenever you let something guide you, you know, you out looking for pussy or whatever, you ain't gonna get no, you might, but you ain't gonna really get no pussy. The only way to get pussy, I'm talking about never fail, is go out to wherever you're going. And just know you know how to catch. Because soon as the motherfucker look at you or say, excuse me, anything. Jesus Christ, that voice, who are you? Do you do voiceovers? Huh? Then you got her attention right there. So I'm saying, if you know how to catch, man, you going to catch. You just want to go get the pussy. You got to talk to a bitch that's ran against the pussy away tonight. It is like whole 30,000 times more bitches that ain't trying to get no pussy up. Them bitches trying to get caught. Hey, they trying to get caught, and that's what you doing. See, listen, this is what pimps do. Pimps don't know who he going to catch. Pimps don't know where he going to catch her at. And if he run into her, he don't know if she gonna be a 1 or a 10. All he knows is if the bitch is got a pussy and she listen to me, however she look right now, she ain't gonna look like that in 2 weeks after paying my motherfucking ass. And this keeps you going. The bitch can be 300 pounds. The bitch can be ugly as fuck. You gotta get her some heat. I mean, You rarely go catch a 10, man. What happens is you catch about a 6 or a 7, and then you start grooming her. And you see she get a little finer. And then as she get a little finer, she starts seeing that she's a little finer. And you spending a little money on her. Now she's thinking like an 8. She's still that 7 bitch, but she's thinking like an 8. Then her mentality starts to manifest when she's walking down the street because of her mentality. And you lacing her with this gang that you got. And then she's thinking like an 8, but she's a 7. And then you give her some more game. Listen, you give her some more game. And the bitch actually becomes this 8 because she don't even think this shit anymore. She just walking, talking. she's it. That's when that bitch can become a 10. That same bitch that started off as a 6. She gonna be a 10 like a motherfucker because you put your work in and that bitch know exactly how to make your dick hard to motherfucker. That's by doing what the fuck I say, the way I say it, when I say it, how I say it, like I said, and like it. And them motherfuckers do it. Why? Because you asked for it. You just, well, look, you ain't got to do it, baby. You don't have to do it. Well, okay, I don't want to. Well, wait, you can't be here. You can't fuck with me if you don't want to do it. So you got to go. You like I had a bitch. Was that today? Yeah, that was earlier. Bitch, hey, can I have a drink? I said, yeah, you can have a drink. Get a bitch a drink. Then, you know, the bitch said, can I have another drink? I said, wait a minute. You know, I ain't trying to handle goddamn friends. You know, you live in the building and shit, and you came over here, asked for a drink. I done gave you a motherfucking drink. But now you trying to sit up here and drink, and you must have taken them draws off. She said, no, I ain't coming for no sex. I said, she said, no, I didn't come here for no sex. I said, well, you ain't coming to be drinking with me because I ain't no drinking, buddy. You know, shit. Bitch up in my house drinking, she must be going to come out there and draw. And she said, you mean I got to go? I said, hell yeah, and I got to open that door, baby. You know, you had a drink. I was just being neighborly. You know what that do? Well, the bitch ain't came back or nothing, but I bet she do come back. Because what I'm saying is, I ain't no neighborly motherfucker. Don't come at me talking about can you get some sugar or whatever, some flour or some Kool-Aid or no, bitch. I don't need shit. I ain't finna ask nobody for nothing because I don't want no motherfucker asking me for shit. I don't want no motherfucker thinking that they can ask me for shit. Hey, can not this bitch ask for a drink? But I bust that bitch pussy out all the time. It ain't like I ain't be. I'll fuck this bitch. But I'm letting her don't play no pussy games with me. Because that's a pussy game. You want to come over, sit up around me, and I can't get the pussy. You already stated that you don't feel like doing that. Well, you don't feel like being around me, motherfucker. I don't fuck with no bitch that I can't fuck. Now, that's it. Now, I fuck with a bitch that I can fuck, but I don't get the fuck. For whatever reason, then you know it's only cracking the next time I see that bitch. Don't fuck with me, is what I'm saying, because I ain't finna be playing. Your motherfucking ass is gonna sit there and talk that goddamn shit while this bitch playing with you. No, bitch, I ain't talking no shit. You getting your ass up and out. See, everybody who fucks with me, everybody steal my shit. I don't give a fuck who you name, they steal my shit, then they try to reword it. But what they can't do, white, black, or whatever, whoever they are, they don't have the actual game. So when you really go deep into trying to get whatever information, they give you bullshit at that point. Because they ain't got no game. I tell you what the fuck you do right now, and you take your motherfucking ass out and do it, then you're going to get a result. Not because I said it works, because your ass went out and did it. That's what motherfucking SWU is about. Fuck all that bullshit. Motherfuckers telling you this, telling you that. Nigga, you can tell yourself. Did you know that there is no way you can formulate a question if you don't already have some form of the answer in your mind? Did you know that? Either one of you, 347 or 919, did you? Hey, that's right. Fuck that. You motherfuckers take
the hell.
I don't know, man. See, that's what I'm saying. I can't deal with a motherfucker take goddamn 5 seconds of thing. Man, any motherfucking way. Let's just go on. Let's go on. There's times when you're at a low point in your goddamn life. And when you at a low point, like I am, well, I'm not at a low point, but I was thinking real disillusioned because I didn't get what I wanted out of the move I made. I already told you about that. But any motherfucking way, what I'm saying, I still make the effort to appear to be all right. I mean, shit. I don't look all broke down and shit. You know, my appearance don't reflect my emotional state at this point, because I know how to play, because I know how to do what I'm supposed to do to get the results that I'm looking for. So if I'm at a low point, tripping, I'm going out, I'm not going to act like I'm at a high point. I'm just going to know that when I get at a bitch, I can't let her see no point. That's all I think about. Everything I'm going to be doing is going to be up, and she's going to be ready to fuck with me. And you know what happens? Just what I just said. I'll be up, and the bitch be ready to fuck with me. I don't fuck every one of the bitches I talk to. No, I don't. But I fuck damn near. And I tell them, look, I'm an old motherfucker. I'm hard to live with, so I don't want no motherfucker living with me. You see my crib. My crib clean. I take care of it now. I don't need to clean my motherfucking house, running around, you know, trying to show me how to, you know, live and all that. I don't need none of that. The only thing I need, and I don't need that. I just want it. And that's what I don't have. And that's a pussy. Now, if the pussy got some companionship going on with it, and I end up liking that companionship and want to go a little further, blah, 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 then we can investigate that goddamn shit. But if it's about me not, well, if it's about me, I can't fuck you unless I want that shit, bitch. Take your pussy sword up with some cat gut and get the fuck out of here, because I ain't about to make that kind of commitment. And you know what that do? That make them bitches see that I'm really about a commitment. Because I don't tell them that I'm just about the pussy. I tell them, bitch, let me tell you something. Pussy by itself, I could just go buy that in a sex shop and give me one of them pussies that warm up. So if that's what you think you want to get with me with, you crazy. You better have some kind of personality, something that's going to make me want to fuck with you on the one-on-one tip, or I'm not. Now, on the other hand, do I make you want to fuck with me because of how I am? See, I do my work. And then what happened then? They be quiet. You shut them up. Because, yeah, I do what I'm supposed to do. Look at you liking me all this shit, asking me all these questions. You can't even stand my answer. I can stand down one of your goddamn answers. Because I don't give a fuck what you say. I just told you that. How the fuck would a motherfucking bitch say? All I care about is the motherfucker responding to me. She can respond positive or negative. As long as she responds to me, I'm controlling shit. And I just know what to say after she say whatever the fuck she say. And I'm going to say it. I'm going to think it, then I'm going to do it. Because I don't have no fear than what the fuck I think. I'm not like you guys. I'm not going to sit up and be scared of what I think because of what might happen. Motherfucker, let it happen. Now, just because I drive a Mack truck with no motherfucking brakes and the light out, I drive at night, ain't no goddamn moon or none of that shit, I'm driving fast inside the city, don't mean I ain't never had no wreck. I didn't have some wrecks. But fuck it. I didn't reinforce the cabin in my motherfucking truck. And it's going to take a hell of a wreck to fuck with me, whereas I could just barely run your ass over. I ain't got to smash your ass up against the wall. I could just nick you, motherfucker. Because I ain't got no lights. I ain't got no brakes. You might jump out the way a little bit. And I get your legs. I don't give a fuck as long as I got you. Because you're going to be fucked up either way it goes. And of course, you know, this is just the jest. I don't want to hurt nobody. I'm just saying that in reference how strongly I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to make sure you hear what a motherfucker is supposed to be hearing when it's about standing up. I don't know if you pay attention. Because I talk hella... pay attention to that. But I talk hella shit to motherfuckers on the line. And you see, I set they motherfucking ass up by clicking the thing and taking them off so they can't talk. But I ain't no punk. Hold on, excuse me. But I ain't no punk. So I'm going to talk the shit I talk, whatever it is, talking about them, blah, blah, blah. But my black ass is going to bring them back on the air. Come on back, motherfucker. Now what? I just don't want you talking while I'm talking and fucking up for everybody else. They can't hear shit. I ain't no scary nigga. You hear me do that shit all the time. I'm a real motherfucker because you got to be real. Because when you fake it, you're going to get killed. In the streets, no, you can be faking at work and get killed. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But in the streets, and I don't mean in the streets literally, I mean in the streets as far as how we live our life. Fast. We drive fast. We don't use blinkers. And we gonna make a U-turn in a four-lane road as soon as we feel like to. As soon as we feel like doing it, we gonna do it. Because we reckless. If you ain't reckless, you're gonna be too careful. And if you're too careful, you ain't going to make no moves. So, do you think a motherfucker that drives at 220 miles an hour is not reckless? Even if he's on a racetrack, he's reckless as fuck. The difference between him is he knows when he's driving 220 miles an hour, he has to be noticing everything all the time. Because the first time he ain't noticing something, he's going to crash, and he might die. So is he reckless or not? Because that's how a motherfucker like me drive without no blankets. I'm changing lanes. I'm turning in the motherfucking middle of the street when I see the bitch. I ain't got time to go around the corner. You know why? Because I done checked everything before I moved. Before I made any move, I done looked behind me. Ain't no rollers. I done looked to the side of me. Ain't nobody there. I'm going to whoop this shoe. Woo-woo. I'm making. Think about it later. I think it, do it. Now, I ain't gonna do the shit when it's, you know, dangerous. I ain't saying no shit like that. But I am saying, I'm doing what the fuck I think. Now, think about this. I don't think you have to be formally dressed all the time. But being informal should mean you should drop proper etiquette or lose how you should act as a man. Now, when you out and you run into, let's say, a group of broads, you supposed to know each and every one of them motherfuckers has made a goddamn immediate opinion of you, especially if you approach them. You're supposed to know that. But no, you motherfuckers, if they say, oh, I noticed you coming, oh, they done put you on defense, you scared now. Now, baby, I noticed you coming, girl, I sure hope you understand that if you faint, I'm not going to help you. You ain't throwing me off, I'm coming right back at you, you motherfucker. If you faint because you like how I look and you ain't used to seeing it, that's on you. Well, I'm saying, even if you immaculately dress, them motherfuckers make opinions. So, let's say you got some cool clothes on. and your teeth, your smile, your attire, your attitude, then your demeanor is all matching. All of this is matching. All you got to do at that point, especially if you say something to shit, whoever smart at it, up. All you got to do at that point is say, ladies, how y'all doing? Then they go all break their neck to say how they doing first. And you just say, fine. And talk to them all. Make wide open statements. Boy, y'all out here must be having fun, huh? And you know what's going to happen? The one you can have is going to show herself. Now you got to be careful, because there's going to be a cock-blocking motherfucking bitch in that crowd, too. She probably will eat the pussy for all them other bitches. But there's going to be one that giggles, and when you make eye contact with you, she going to kind of blush and look down and look away. That bitch is ready for you to fuck with. Now, how do I know this? Because goddamn it, I didn't try it and fail. And tried it and fail. And tried it again and fail some more until I learned how to do it. Until I learned how to do it. I ain't missing when I go out. I mean, you know, that don't mean I'm gonna bring a bitch home every time I go out. That means that whoever I'm talking to is going to sprung and go on me the next day or whatever. And if she don't, fuck her. That's what I think, but she going to call. But if she don't, I don't give a damn. Because part of my job is fucking with bitches. Period. It don't mean my job is not catching bitches. Make that distinction. My job is not catching bitches. My job is fucking with bitches. Every motherfucking one of my I'm fucking with them. If it's just a hello, if it's just a smile, if it's just me walking back, hey, is that you? I smell, is that aroma or odor? This, I hope, is aroma. That means you got action, because she understood what you said. Come on, man. There's all kind of ways to see what your action is. And them same ways can show you when you don't have action. I ain't wasting my time with no bitch. I don't give a fuck. And just because I call her bitch or call them bitches don't mean I hate women. It just means I'm out the streets and that's how I talk. I love women. And I don't even really call them bitches in their face. I call them bitches when I'm talking to them. No, excuse me. When I'm talking about them, but not when I'm talking to them. Unless the bitch act like, you know, bitch, get your bitch ass out of here. Now, don't get me wrong, the nigga go there. I'm 5150. That's me. 5150. That close to being crazy in a motherfucker. As nice as I am and as crazy as I am. See, all the motherfucking things that I'm talking about should be an extension of what you feel your lifestyle. Everything should represent what you want to represent. If you want to represent a gentleman, everything about you need to represent. Now, I might want to be a crass gentleman. I might have the qualities that shows that I'm very capable of sitting with the Queen of England. But I want to possess that roughness. That not, what do you call it? Roughneck roughness. That roughness, like, I don't really know everything about this etiquette. So that bitch can see that I can hold my own. I don't have to know everything. All I have to know is me. Period. I don't have to know nothing else. Although, I'm up on everything. See, this is the beauty. This is the fucking beauty of what's going on, what we're talking about. And you lose the fear of opening your mouth and sharing your opinion. Because even if you hadn't really thought about it, but you said something, and as you said it, you start thinking about it, while you're thinking about it and talking, at the same time, you're making hella sense because you think that fast. Computers got shit on us, except it eliminate all the clutter. If we could eliminate all the clutter in our minds and just go straight to whatever we're thinking, we'd fuck a computer up. Because what a computer has to do, it has to be asked to do something. Or it's just going to sit there. If you don't ask it to do nothing, it's just going to sit there. But when you ask it to do it, it's going to do it immediately. But your fucking mind is like that. And the more clutter you get out your mind, the faster you can get to what you want to do, and the clearer the path of getting there is going to be because of how fast you think. Because when you think fast, you or drive fast, or do anything fast, you got to do all the little things that driving involves fast. Rear view mirror, side view mirror, look to the side, look to the right, make sure this, make, you do all that in a nanosecond. A nanosecond, I think it got like 1 second is broke down into 1,000 parts or 100,000 or 10, I don't know. But what I'm saying, 1 second is broke down to, let's say, 1,000 parts. Come on, man. Shit, that's really quick. We think like that. We think like that. I think like that. And you don't have to do what I do, but what I'm saying is the way I do it is I don't give a fuck. I ain't caring. You know, whatever it is, I'm thinking about it right now, deciding and whatever, let the chips fall where they may. And you see, I'm still here. I mean, I'm, you know, pretty healthy. Because you get blessed when you live like I'm saying. I don't take that. I do take high blood pressure medicine because I had a stroke. But, you know, aspirins and medicine for different shit, I don't take that shit. Because, you know, I believe in having my body strong enough for whatever it does to build up defenses. Because taking medicine kills what your body will normally do on its own. Because medicine only treats symptoms. Oh, I got a pain, so give them medicine. Okay, the pain is gone, but the muscle is still fucked up. So when that medicine wear off, you're going to need to take another one. Fuck that. No, man. I'd rather work my muscle. Don't take no goddamn pain pills. Go through whatever the hell. And then, you know, if it stops, I'm happy. Sometimes that shit don't stop. You know, I'm an old motherfucker now. You know, what used to take me a week to heal might take me a year and a half now. But I'm at the best time in my fucking life. Because my goal, my ultimate goal is really the horizon. It's just, I see it. That's being a teacher. I didn't really, you know, trip on having a school. But I got that too. Shit. I need you motherfuckers to support me by coming to Sidewalk University. And if you pay some money to come in there and you come out of there a brand new motherfucker, Why would you be mad? I ain't gonna let you be mad at me. Because all it takes is one motherfucker to say, that nigga's a fraud. That bullshit. I took that course. You ain't heard that, have you? Now, one of y'all heard that. Because my shit real. I do my show every fucking Sunday. I do that my shit with Tay. I'm going to be doing it with Tay. 702, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? I was just trying to find out the tuition cost for SWU or the payment plan.
If you got the course, the tuition is $500. If you don't have the course, the whole thing together is $1,350. But I work with you. I got payment plans. I don't discuss those over there. But if you wanted to kick it about a weekend, I got plans.
All right.
To make it to where you can fade it. All right. Now, you guys. But wait a minute. You got something else, bro? I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, when do the next semester start?
October 1st.
Okay.
All right. 2 weeks. Hey, and let me tell you guys something. I always, absolutely always, put myself out there. I do. I put myself out there. And I'm putting myself out there. And now, motherfucker, on here, going to get in SWU and not be creaming in the next 3 to 4 months. Because I go hard. And I got it all lined up. I got a whole curriculum. I got an introduction letter to the school. Tell you what's going to be going on. And, of course, the professor is going to be at every corner fucking with you, making sure you understand that this lifestyle that I live, we're trying to actually give it a new life. We don't want to be out there in the streets. We don't want to be out there in the line of fire. But we want to be able to be out there in the line of fire. We just choose not to because we learned how not to risk our lives to be who we want to be. We ain't got to prove shit. And you're going to really believe that about yourself because SWU going to make you be saying, fuck it. You ain't going to prove nothing to nobody except you. Second best no longer exists. It's either first or nothing. Let me get nothing sometimes. So what? I ain't scared of that shit. I ain't going to get first every goddamn time. You ain't either. So don't be trying to make room for when you fall short. Motherfucker, fall short. Get your ass up and roll. That's what Rosebud do. Hey, you guys know I'm hurt about that 10 grand. I keep bringing it up. Man, I was hurt. Maybe financially hurt, but morally and spiritually, I've been boosted because I'm going, oh, I ain't stopping. Shit. And that was the most I spent in a long time on a particular situation. Didn't need to spend it. I ended up spending it. Look, ain't nobody got no more questions. I love this shit when it's like this. I love it because not only do I get to talk shit, I get to actually hear some shit. You know, you guys thinking, man, I hate to have all the thoughts. But I'm coming back next week, of course, Sunday, next Sunday. Me and Tay coming on Thursday. And we just gonna see what's going on, man. I would rather have, you know, my ass rosebud shit and some pimp shit if they wanna have it. But you know, I ain't really fucking with that fast this particular time. I'm gonna see what's happening so my partner can roll. But now, other than that, hey, I'm out. And stay down. Don't be light on yourself. Do like I do. Fucking pressure yourself to make moves, to make decisions. And whatever the decisions are, go with them. If it's not right, you can straighten it out later. But if it is right, you'll get the feeling like Superman because you think some shit and do it and it just works. I'm out.